Yeah, you know, you're kind of stupid.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
I handle everything. I'm the big guy.
Setting the record. Setting the record for most consecutive hours without a listener.
Well, ain't that a kick in the head?
98.6.
No.
Thank you for calling Furniture Pam speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Big Pam. How you doing, baby?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm good. We're going to be having a furniture fucking party, you know, furniture sex party. So you guys don't rent out furniture at all, right?
We do not.
All right. Yeah, we're renting out a warehouse, and we're going to put out a bunch of couches and beds and stuff, you know? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, come on. Don't do that to me. Hey, everybody, I'm Carlito, host of the show. That was the first prank of the day. Let's try to call him back.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Furniture.
Yes, do you sell furniture covers or something that we can cover furniture on with or can recommend something we could use like that?
To do what with the furniture?
We want to cover it up so no stains get on the... We're having a party.
Okay.
We're having a party here, a furniture party, basically. So we want to make sure we cover up so, like, nothing gets... There's no stains after the party, you know. We don't want anything to get spilled on the furniture.
Okay. Let me get you over to a sales lady, okay?
Oh, but do you have anything? I asked you a question. Not that didn't ask to be transferred, you know?
Well, I'm in the warehouse, so, I mean, I don't know what all we got and
yeah.
Stuff like that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Hey, you guys, I mean, maybe after when I come down, you guys want to hang out. We're having a key party, you know, we got a big fishbowl, we all throw keys in there, you know, and we got two fishbowls, one for the guys, one for the girls, you know?
Okay.
All right, you single guy, or you got a girlfriend or something, wife machine?
Well... I mean, the only thing that we got for furniture for, like, stains is stain guard.
But we just want... No, that's like a spray, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're going to be fucking and all the furniture. We put out, like, 5 sofa couches, and we bring in a few mattresses on the ground. We put them on the ground, you know? A few queen-size mattresses that we got here. You know, and it's... We get about 30, 40 guys and girls, and, you know, we just have a lot of fun. We fucking party, you know? We play music in the background and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we'll be able to help you out on that one.
Yeah, do you know a DJ? We're looking for a DJ this time instead of just putting this old iPod we got. We put it on shuffle for music. But it'd be awesome to get a DJ. I don't know if you know anyone like that. We all started working the oil shits, you know. We're from up north. Further north from here.
Okay. Yeah. Don't think we'd help you out on that one there, so.
All right, motherfucker. Well, you want to put me through the sales then?
What was your name again?
This is Big Cross.
Oh? Okay. Well, yeah, I'll get you on the phone, okay?
What do you mean, get me on the phone? You going to transfer me, honey? What does that mean?
Hold on a minute here, okay?
Okay.
This is Kevin, the manager. How may I help?
I was supposed to transfer to sales, not you.
I'm the manager.
Good for you. That's nice, honey. Can you get sales on the line for me?
No.
Why not? I command you.
You what?
I command you.
Okay.
I order you to put me through to sales. The woman
in
sales.
Okay, just to let you know, I am recording this phone call, and I will be calling the police.
Why?
Because of your
my attitude,
inappropriate.
I have attitude. You gonna say, "Oh, police! A man called.
Your,
he had
your inappropriateness.
An asshole customer called.
Okay.
An asshole customer called. Police, help me!
Police, help me!
Oh shit! Right? Am I
Didn't
right?
You know that it's
Inappropriateness is against the law, Carlito.
The thought police. The karma police is going to come get me and say, Mr. Carlos, you are in big trouble.
He's going to sick Miss Manners after you.
I guess. Someone's trying to call to be on a show, but they're calling the wrong Skype line, so it's ringing my iPad. Whoever it is, you're a stupid asshole. That's mean. Let's see who it is. I bet you it's Jose. I bet you anything. When's his birthday? Saturday? What's he want for his birthday? He wants to do... Isn't he...
You know, I don't know.
He's turning 21 and he's staying home?
Yeah, he's going to do a big show.
Oh, Evil Artie was calling, I think. Are you on air right now? I want to do some pranks, man. Evil Artie, you got the wrong... Hang on, let me... He's listening, apparently. Give me a second while I type. Anyway, so what's been up in the prank sphere here? Have I missed anything the last few nights?
No. Turbo did a show, and he was on for about 4 hours.
He fell asleep.
Had some laughs, and then he fell asleep.
Yeah. Who else is on with you guys? Who was on last night? The one guy's funny. That's not Spray, though, right? Was it Spray?
No, that's Drunk PhD. Okay, Dr. Unk.
Okay, yeah.
He's hilarious. Yeah, he's fucking, really funny.
Dr. Unk is really cool. I like that guy. He's nice.
Yeah, we've been doing some funny pranks. We called Paris the other night as a gay couple trying to get a reservation for a honeymoon and had some laughs with them.
Okay. All right, I did hear some of that last night. Enigma's here. Hey, Enigma.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. So Jose was telling me he needed someone to host for him on Saturday. I don't know. I mean, I'm not against him being on the air. It's just I don't know if I'm going to be around on Saturday. But anyone who wants to do it can do it. You have my permission, I guess. Evil Artie, hey, big guy, how you doing?
Horse! What's up, man?
How many hamburgers you eat today?
None, actually.
Not yet? Okay. Have you had anything to eat? Did you just wake up?
I just woke up, dude.
Okay. All right. That's what I figured. All right, so hamburgers later. Definitely.
Nah. I'm actually trying to lose weight. I'm like back up to almost what I started at.
Oh, wow. Really? You lost?
Yeah. I'm up to 275 now.
Man, you had dropped all that weight already. I was so happy for you.
Yeah, I gained like 35 pounds in the past year.
Oh, poor Artie. Poor Artie. Hi, guys. Poor Artie.
Hey. Yeah, it happens, man. Yeah.
Anyway, so we're calling an oil town in North Dakota.
And an oil town?
Yeah, I already called the furniture place and made a mockery of the furniture business. I got the Daily Addiction Coffee House. If anybody wants a
deal. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm having withdrawals.
What's new with you, man? We didn't talk. You know, I broke my ankle, right? I finally told you that.
What happened?
I broke my ankle.
Like how?
I slipped on ice and I broke it.
You slipped on ice?
Yeah, I slipped on ice, man, and I broke my ankle.
How much snow you got out there?
It snows a lot. It snows a lot. We've been getting a lot of ice and snow. We got that whole polar vortex. So you're in Florida. Fuck you. I'm going to move to Jersey or whatever.
I am, dude.
You are? Yeah. Why would you want to after what happened to me? You were raised up in Florida, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to.
I got some down-ass people in Jersey, bro.
They're down as hell. All right, here's your coffee place. Talk about that later. Yeah.
Daily Addiction, this is Jordan. How may I help you?
Hey, you got that coffee?
Yeah, we do.
I was wondering if I could get, like, a gallon of it.
I don't know. Hold on. You gotta ask.
Hurry up.
I want a gallon of coffee. Hello?
Actually, could you make that 2 gallons? I really need some coffee.
Two gallons of coffee?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we don't really sell it by the gallon. I don't know, I don't have a container for that.
Could I drink it right out of the coffee pot?
No. Maybe a wee bit warm.
Please. Could you get me a pitcher? I really, really need a lot of coffee.
Well, you can come. We have like 20 ounce cups. That's the biggest container we have for to-go coffee. for brewed coffee. We have beans if you want to buy beans and brew it at home.
What kind of beans you got?
They're fresh roasted beans in Minnesota.
Will they make me see special colors?
No.
Are you sure? They're not magic beans?
No, I don't think they're magic.
Come on, man. I really need that 2 gallons of coffee because I ran out of Coke.
Okay.
Come on, man. You gotta help me out.
Well, you could come in and drink a 20-ounce coffee as fast as you possibly can and then get another one.
Oh, no. I'm about to get on the road.
This isn't for drinking.
Do you have a thermos?
I'm sorry. This isn't for drinking. It's for enemas that we're doing.
It's for what?
These coffee enemas that we're going to do. We have. You have to hold
right.
It. You hold it for like a good 5 minutes and then you release.
Yeah, this is Dr. Snoswell. I'm the proctologist. I will be administering the enemas. Do you have the beans that come from the monkey feces? You know, the monkeys eat the coffee beans and then they chew it out.
No,
the farmers pick it out of the
coffee.
Feces.
Do you have...
No, I'm serious. It's true.
Do you have the beans from Guatemala?
No. Well, yes, we do have a Guatemalan bean, but it's not from monkey feces, I'm pretty sure.
No, but it's Guatemala. Guatemala. Guatemala.
Hmm.
Guatemala. You know?
Right. Okay, I'm going to get back to work now. When you're serious about coffee, you can come in and have a cup of coffee.
Guacamole.
I'm not putting it in your bum, though.
Guacamole.
Don't do that.
Guacamole. Guacamole.
Can I put it in your bum?
No.
Guacamole.
Okay,
I'm not talking about the coffee. I'm talking about my penis.
My penis.
I don't know why I said guacamole so much. I'm sorry.
That was my first prank in like 2 years.
Wow. No, it wasn't. You've called before.
No, like I haven't been on here in a couple years, I think.
No, you were on like 2 Thanksgivings ago, buddy.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right, I think you got a point. Good point.
Damn, it's been 2 years already.
Wow, I think anybody knows who you are. You guys know who he is? Let me see. Baz, you know who Artie is?
Of course I do.
Enigma, do you have...
Artie, it hasn't been 2 years because it was about a year ago I was on Madhouse with you. And remember we were making those Star Trek calls and you were Chewbacca? Remember that?
Oh, the Star Wars.
I have no memory.
Yeah, the Star Wars shit. Yeah.
Those were funny.
We're calling sirs. And,
Artie anyway. Was our retarded friend Chewie.
Yeah. just like that. That's what it was. Yeah. All right, Sushi Bar and Asian Bistro. Artie, you're a big fan of the sushi. You've been to Bay Ridge lately?
Yeah, me and my new friend, if you know what I mean, the guy who I go to, you know?
Yeah, your boyfriend.
We go there all the time.
Good, yeah, you and the guy that you go to for love, going there all the time, very
Not
nice.
For love.
That's
for
weird.
For greens.
You invite your dealer to eat sushi with you? At a
Well, he's not really, he's more of a middleman, and we hang out all the time.
Oh, okay. He's your sloth. Very nice. Here we go. Sushi time.
Bishop, this is how can I help you?
Yeah, hey. Oh. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'd like to make an order, please.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to make an order.
Want to go?
Yep.
Go ahead.
All right. One motherfuck.
One what?
Motherfuck.
I don't understand. What is that?
You don't understand, motherfucker. All right, one asshole?
I don't know.
No, one shithead?
Oh, I think you got the wrong number.
This is the sushi place, right?
It's right.
Oh. I don't know. I thought, Artie, you were taking that, so I just jumped in and cursed. Or... I don't want to talk to that guy again. That was completely stupid and idiotic. Post office? No, we can't call that because that's a federal crime. Architect.
Are you targeting a specific town?
Yeah, there's a it's an oil boom town, so apparently a lot of people
moved
in here at one time. So they're probably used to getting some weird shit. What's Keyz? K-E-Y-Z. What is this? Radio broadcaster. Oh, it's a radio station. Okay.
Yeah, we had a lot of people from Seattle that were heading over there to North Dakota, you know, and then unemployment was about 10% here.
Yeah.
Because it's not that far.
Yeah, I told Milkman to go. He's like, oh, why? Like, because you've been looking for a job and you need a good job. Oh. He never went. I got mad at him about that. He called me like, I'm having trouble finding a good job. And I said, Milkman, I told you about 2 places you could go to look for work. It's like,
Milkman's not a cab driver anymore?
He is, but he hates it because it's miserable and it's a bullshit job. He doesn't like
it. I'm not the coolest.
Video.
Yeah. Jesus.
Hello?
What is that noise?
Hello? Hell.
God damn it.
Hi, I'm sorry. Could you call back?
What are you doing?
Hello?
What's wrong with your machine over there? Why does it sound like that?
Give me a second. I'm on the walk-around phone.
You're on the walk-around phone? And it's on speaker?
Yes.
Can you turn your radio down?
Will I turn the radio down? Okay. I can't. I have no way to turn the radio down.
But yeah, we need
back
you.
My desk or closer, okay?
Yeah, it's coming through way too loud, you know?
Hold on 1 second. Ugh. Give me a minute.
Hurry up.
I'm in the game for just a buck.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah,
what are you saying?
I need you to turn the radio down.
Okay, so tell them on 660?
Well, it's way too loud. Like, right now, we have it on. It's on downstairs. We don't feel like going downstairs, you know? I got an injured ankle, and my girlfriend, she doesn't, you know, we're just laying here. We're having a lazy day. So, if you guys can turn down the radio from over there, we really appreciate it, because it's really loud.
Okay.
You know, okay, I can hold, and I'll let you know if it's down low enough.
All right, hold on a moment, okay?
All right.
Human rights of anybody on the world being so flagrantly trampled. That has certainly been part of the situation that appears to be underway in Ukraine.
Foreign ministers of the EU say they'll apply sanctions on officials for
Fuck. Fuckers.
You're listening to ABC News.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And
Sir.
What's going on?
Which station are you wanting to turn down, because we have no control on this end?
It's the one that you're just playing on hold now. What's that machine?
Okay, that's the thing. I have to have Earl talk to you as far as it.
Why?
What are
why?
You saying?
Why?
Because I have no control over it. Earl would have to take care of it. Hold on a minute. If you'd like to talk to the
God,
person who's in charge of that.
Son of a bitch.
After I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted with that.
You can stick it as
far
as
the dog wouldn't have fucking ear problems if they turned the damn radio down.
It doesn't yelp when you fucking
on 859-428-1000.
Dinovite.
More news from Sochi now.
Marty, you're sending me texts of drugs, drug pictures?
ABC's Jim Ryan is there. After finishing in fourth place in the short program, 18-year-old Gracie Gold knew she was...
Shit's dank, bro.
You do a different call while we wait on this.
Kovalchukova gives Russia its first gold medal in figure skating. The silver went...
That's bullshit about the Canadians, right? Isn't that bullshit? You know we invented hockey.
Hello?
I know, after we beat the... Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, hey, we're having a furniture shindig up here, upstairs. We're just having a furniture
shindig.
A furniture day. Like, we just hang out on the furniture all day. So, the radio downstairs is way too loud on your station. It's on 660.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, can you guys turn that down? Because, like, I'm in a wheelchair. I got injured. I just moved here for the oil machines, you know? I work on oil machines. We all work on the oil machines, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So we got a few ladies and a few of the oil machine guys. You know, we're hanging out. We're celebrating that I got a settlement for disability from the oil machine because I broke my ankle, you know? So anyway, I can't go downstairs to turn down the damn radio, and it's really loud. Like, we can really hear it up here. It's like it's ruining our concentration and stuff, you know? And the girls are trying to get off, and it's just really putting a buzzkill in it when you're hearing country and, like, news and stuff like that.
I'm not playing any music on our station right now.
Yeah, but you got news right now.
It's really
loud. It is really damn loud.
You want me to turn down my radio station so your radio level goes down? Is that it?
Well, I mean, we can't get downstairs right now. We're really busy, you know. And
hey,
I would
I'm
going to
put you on with a man that can really deal with this issue. Hang on.
All right, boy.
Hello, it's Ken O'Brien, Operations Manager. May I help you?
Hey, I need to speak to the Chief Engineer.
You're speaking to him.
You're the Operations Manager and the Chief Engineer?
I handle everything. I'm the big guy.
This is a pretty small operation then, huh?
What can I do for you?
I'm from Florida. I'm not from here originally. I need to work, so I was working on the oil machines. And I got hurt. I broke my ankle. I'm upstairs, and there's a few of us guys and girls from work. You know, we're having a furniture party, a lazy day, you know, Thursday bum day, kind of up here. You know, we're just in pajamas and underwear. So anyway, the station is on the radio machine downstairs, and it is way too loud. You guys are way too loud, like the talking, the booming voices and the news and all that. We want you to turn it down just so we can concentrate a little bit more up here and the things we're doing.
What are you playing the radio on there yourself?
What do you mean?
What are you listening to it on?
On a radio machine downstairs.
Okay, and you're not able to turn it down yourself?
I can't. I would go myself, but I have a broken ankle and I can't get up and down really easy. And it's dangerous, you know? And then the rest of the guys, they're, you know, some of them were drunk. One of them is passed out. I don't know what he was doing. He was locked in the bathroom for like 30 minutes, and we, you know, had to bang on there to wake him up enough to unlock it, and we had to drag him out. So he's like he's laying on some dirty laundry in the corner. And the girls.
You're serious?
Yeah. And
okay.
And the girl, I mean, the girls are trying to get off and stuff, you know? And it's,
you know, you sound like you're a radio station somewhere else pulling a prank on us.
No, seriously, we're all just all hanging out, but like the noise, the talking, he's talking about like fiscal benefits and the president and John Boehner. So I mean, we don't really care for that. Can you please just turn it down just a little bit at least? So we don't hear.
We'll do our best. We'll do our best.
All right. Can you tell
take
me?
Take care. Bye bye.
Stay on and you. You figure we're a competing radio station. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I like how they kept escalating it.
Yeah. I was gonna ask for Jordy LaForge.
First the lady put Big Earl on, and then he put the Big Boss on.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was laughing at you guys last night. You guys were doing the Pack-led fucking shit from Star Trek, the We Cannot Go, that stuff. We cannot go. Oh, that's stupid shit. Yeah. Jordy LaForge, man. Always on it. Piano store, anyone? Ann's Pianos?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You can take the Jerky Boys route. Say there's a snarling dog. A Rottweiler.
Stapping at everybody.
He jumped in there, yeah. He jumped in there, got stuck.
How about a...
You fucker. You motherfucker. What kind of message is that, right? It's just like it makes you think someone's there.
It's no way to run a business.
Ooh, they still have a VHS video play still. That is awesome. Hang on.
Ooh, I wonder if they have dirty tapes.
Yeah. But I think this is the owner's phone number. It's like the owner's personal home, apparently. Hang on. Let's see.
Good afternoon, Rev Video. How may I help you?
Hey, I'm calling about the videotape machines. You guys still sell or rent tapes?
VHS tape?
We do not. We were told that you did. I mean, we have some old tapes that we thought maybe you might be interested in purchasing from us. They're kind of worn out, they're faded, and so you just get a lot of static on them because me and the guys have been watching them all the time. But you have DVDs and Blu-ray?
Yeah, well, we just have DVDs and Blu-ray. We don't carry VHS anymore.
Okay. Well, okay. Never mind. I guess we'll just throw these fuckers out. Hey, what kind of DVDs do you have? Do you have those dirty DVDs?
Yes, we do. How's those?
Yeah, you do? Are they, like, really dirty? I mean, we want to get... we've got, like, this funny thing going on here. It's a furniture party. We're all just kind of lying around here in the warehouse. We've got a bunch of furnitures and spread out. We've got, like, a bunch of throw pillows on the floor, and all the guys and girls are just... It's a real wacky scene we got going on here, and we got a big monitor, and we want some dirty movies.
Okay.
Do you have Cream Street 2?
Which one?
Cream Street 2 with Big Ken.
Get these. Wait. There's just a big book full of them.
There's a big what? A big box of boners, you said?
A big book full of the DVDs.
Oh, cool. Does it have dirty pictures in it?
Yes.
Really? Can I look at that book when I come in? I just want to take it into the restroom for a few minutes. So just borrow it, then I'll bring it right back.
Sir, this is out of control and unnecessary. You have a good day.
Bitch. No, it's not out of control.
Ryan terminated. Ryan. I like how he's checking for Cream Street 2. Cream Street 2. Holy shit. Gotta love it.
She was monitoring the call in the background.
Yeah, we're calling back. Ryan, terminate the call, please.
I know, I was out of control.
The phone's off the hook now. All right. Okay. That was fun. Give me a second here. I got the Department of Sanitation for the city. I know it's a government, but it's local, and I thought I'd just tell them I'm going to take a shit. I'm going to ask them how the toilets work here.
Public Works.
Yeah, this is a sanitation and public works. Like, you guys handle the pipe machines.
I'm sorry?
You guys handle the pipe and toilet machines for the city?
The pipe and toilet?
Machines. The pipes and the toilet machines? Come on. This is sanitation, right? Like, the sewers and the whatnot. The water coming in. And going out.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I just got a job here. I'm from, Florida, from, South Florida, you know, Okeechobee, Florida.
Uh-huh.
I work on the oil machines up here, you know, and I gotta take a big shit, so I'm gonna sit on the toilet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a porta potty.
No. It's actually inside an apartment, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I just want to make sure how it works up here. Like, after I take a big shit, then I pull the lever down and it goes down the toilet, right? It flushes it.
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully.
And you can put paper in there also?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right. And if I have any problems with the toilet, you guys come out to fix it, right?
No, we do not. You call a plumber.
Well, this is public works. You handle the shit in the toilet and all that and the...
No, we don't.
The pipes that go. You go handle the pipes, though, right?
Only after it hits the street.
Okay, I'm reporting a problem with the pipe after it hit the street. It's backing up in my bathroom, and the bathroom's dirty. It has to be cleaned.
Did you call the plumber to clear the way to the street?
They said that they have to take care. You guys have to come take care of it, they said.
You have to take care of it to the street, because all we're going to do is go to the street and blow out the main line.
He's Dr. He's Baz. He's a plumber, you know? And he has the diploma and the certification and all that. And he said he gave me your phone number, he said.
Who's your plumber?
Ralph Littlejohn.
Did he run any of the...
He works for Baz Plumbing Machines and United... You ever heard of United Water Machines?
Oh, did he run anything down your toilet to the main line?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did all that stuff.
So what's your address?
You guys got to come here and clean this, though, right?
No, I'm not going to clean your bathroom.
Oh, you guys have to because it backed up.
No, we don't.
It's your fault. It's your fault. Damn it.
No.
Come. I need you to clean the toilet nice and clean.
No.
Use some Lysol. I got some Lysol wipes here.
Well, you show me how to use them.
Well, you should know. You're a woman.
Oh, careful. Your address.
Mr. Baz is going to help you with that. Go ahead, Mr. Baz.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, woman? He came in and he ran a camera down. He saw a lot of feces in there. We need to get that cleaned out. And
yeah, you guys need to take care of that. That's not our problem.
We need a woman to do some scrubbing.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to touch that.
Okay, but you have to give me your address so I can get over there. You have to give me the address so I can come over there and clean it.
This is
225 Elm Street.
Yeah, and we're not the landlords, you know. You got to talk to the
25 Elm Street?
I'm talking.
Yes.
Bitch.
Okay. I'll be right over there.
Bitch.
Yeah, but the camera saw a lot of shit in the toilet.
Uh-huh. Bitch. Uh-huh.
And it was under the rim.
Bitch.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to touch it when I sit down to defecate.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Uh-huh.
So it might get on my balls.
Bitch.
Uh-huh. That would be awful.
It's unsanitary.
Bitch. I got that from Dialer, just where you see busy, like you interject it while someone else is talking. Like, whatchamacallit, like in Fight Club, the scenes of the big floppy cock that are spliced in there.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. Anyway, Artie, you still with me, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. There's signs. Anybody want to buy some signs? We could use a funny sign.
I want a sign from the universe.
Tell me what a sign that says, get the fuck out of our town. Oil people, get out of town.
See how far you could take it, like, with the, like, the kinds of signs you get.
Ask for a small size and be like, you know. Or like, I
you
like
need
to
a sign in order to believe, Artie?
There you go. Send me a sign. Go, Lord. There you go.
Signs by Dan.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Big Dan?
Nope, this is Tammy.
Oh, how you doing, Big Tammy?
Good.
All right, big girl. Listen, I need a sign.
Okay.
My brother, he's got a lot of problems, you know. He's been smoking marijuana, cigarettes, and he gained a lot of weight. He's getting up to 275 pounds again now.
Who's that?
Artie. So what I wanted was to he needs a sign. He was talking to me on the phone, and he said, please send me a sign. He was like, you know, I want to change, and please send me a sign. He said like that. Send me a sign, Jesus. Send me a sign like that, you know. So I wanted to get him a sign, you know.
Okay.
All right. So what kind of sign would you suggest to make Artie get better, lose some weight again?
That's completely up to you.
All right, let's make it say, you motherfucker, you, like that. Hey, you motherfucker, you lazy, like that. Hey, you lazy motherfucker.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have vinyl signs? Like outdoors, what I'm looking for. All right. So let's make it say, Artie, you lazy motherfucker, you, get off your motherfucking lazy asshole and get it done. And then the bottom real big, and get it done like that. And then we're going to put a picture of an aborted fetus next to it. And then in smaller letters, put, this could have been you. Every morning you wake up is a blessing. Because my mom wanted to have an abortion after me because I'm better. I'm superior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then, you know, my dad convinced my mom not to get rid of Artie when he was in her womb, you know, after my dad fucked her, you know, and ejaculated in her and inseminated her.
Mm-hmm.
And the sperm went up to her fallopian tube and all that, and it attached to the egg that was attached, and the egg came down and it attached to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, how much for a sign like that, and how much notice do you need? And do I need to provide the picture of the aborted fetus, or can you get that? Do you have that on file?
No, I don't.
Okay, you don't have that on file. Okay.
Nope.
Okay. So, what else then? What else do you need from me?
What are you gonna have it on, a banner material?
Well, like on a big vinyl thing. I'm going to stretch it across two buildings or two light poles across the street. So it's going across the street. So when he drives to come home, it's going to be like going across the street, you know?
Do you have measurements?
Well, no, just make the sign. And I got my own measurements for the rope. I'm going to use some ropes, you know?
Oh, okay. So do you have any idea what size? A banner material,
big,
2 foot by 6 foot.
Big outside commercial size, motherfucker, yeah. And it needs to be about as wide as a street, you know? As wide as a two-lane street, you know? A one lane each way.
Okay.
It needs to be outdoor, all right? And did you get down what I needed to say?
Uh-huh.
Can you read it back? I want to make sure you have it right.
Get off your ass, you stupid motherfucker, and get it done.
It says, starts out, Artie, you lazy motherfucker. And then what you said.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's going to have on the bottom right the aborted fetus picture.
Uh-huh.
And what does it say under? You didn't get down what it says under it, right?
What's that?
You didn't get down what it says under the caption for the picture, did you?
Yeah, this could have been you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So how much then? Uh-huh. How much then?
It just depends on what size, because I don't know what the width of a street is.
I'm putting Artie on the line. Artie, go ahead. Artie.
First of all, motherfucker, I'm not lazy. I'm just unmotivated. You understand me, Lito?
Yeah, that's Artie. Arthur. Arturo, he's my brother. I'm Carly.
They say I have anger problems.
You just gonna sit there, honey?
What's that?
You just gonna sit there, honey?
Well, I don't know what size you want.
I said big. It needs to be as wide as the street. I don't know. 8 feet.
How wide is the penis?
8 feet wide.
And how deep? 3 feet?
Yeah.
I go deep.
Let me look in my purse. About $250.
And how soon can you get that done?
Next week sometime.
All right, go ahead and get it started. I'll pick it up next week. Do I have a confirmation number?
No, I don't. Do you want to... Are you going to bring down that picture?
Can I email it to you?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. I'm connecting someone else. They're going to send it.
Okay. Good afternoon, Canary Pressure Testing.
Hey, how are you? This is Stacking Testing Machine.
Pardon?
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Shut up. This is the Stack Testing Machine.
A VOP, choke, manifold, valve, pressure testing.
Yeah, you check the machines, right? The big damn machines.
Gosh, I'm coming into the answering service. Let me get Mike for you.
Yeah, get a man. Get a man on the phone, you know?
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Cross.
Cross with what company?
I'm with United Water Machines.
Okay. All right, just a minute.
Hurry up. Are you there, sign lady?
Yep.
All right, you hang on, all right? I'm getting him on the line now. Don't go anywhere. And they're going to connect us, so we'll figure it out. You say email's okay?
Yep.
Oh, very nice. I don't need the email address. He's connecting now.
Good afternoon, Power Synergy.
Yeah, listen, I'm supposed to call about that sign that's going to be going on down there, you know? You know, the sign for Artie? Yeah.
For Hardy's?
Artie.
Hold on just a moment, please.
What are you doing?
I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment.
For how long, you think? Like a minute or more or less, you think?
Well, I got to find out what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. This is Powers Energy Corporation.
How do you find out with putting me on hold and not asking me about it? Or, you know, how does that help when you put me on hold?
I'm going to see if anybody knows what you're talking about. A sign. I don't.
Oh, okay. That's what you had to
explain.
This
is Powers Energy Corporation.
I don't care. I understand that. It's on my paper. That's why I'm calling you. You're not...
Okay, hold on just one moment, please.
You're not the sharpest knife, are you?
Neither are you.
Yeah, whatever. Go find that.
Go ahead, sir. Yo, right, son.
Yeah, hi. Who is this?
Tom Powers.
Mike. Hello. Hello, this is Mike.
I can't hear you.
This is Mike.
Okay, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you calling for, sir?
Somebody just called me.
What, sir?
I'm
confused. The phone rang and...
I called. I called.
Well, you got three people?
No,
people on the horn or what?
Yeah, you're supposed to connect your call together. Yeah, I had information to connect you guys. Go ahead. Your conference has begun. Go ahead.
And I'm here, too.
Yeah, we're all connected on the conference call.
And I'm here,
What's
too.
The conference call concerning?
It's
signs.
It's a quarterly report for United Water Machines and the signs, and also we have the power institution here. Powers Energy Corporation is represented on the line for the contract.
Okay, which contract are we talking about, sir?
Kodiak Stack Testing and Powers Energy Corporation.
You got Canary Pressure Testing here.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
This is important.
Me either.
This is important, and you guys need to figure this out, or there's going to be a shutdown of production, and it's going to be on you, sir.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
I'm writing you up right now. Mr. Enigma, please go ahead and write them up, if you don't mind.
Writing them up right now.
Okay, both of these gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
What are we talking about, sir?
Gentlemen, this is very unprofessional. Yeah. It's
what are we talking about?
The participants in the conference call actually know what we are talking about.
Won't
you say what the hell you're talking about?
You should both be embarrassed of yourselves.
What are you talking about, sir?
We're calling about the signs, the pressure signs. The signs of
pressure. I have no pressure signs, sir. I have no idea what you're talking about. We don't have pressure signs.
Sir, you're showing all the signs. We're calling to get to the bottom of this.
A bottom of what, sir?
Of your ass.
Talk to my supervisor.
Who is this calling?
Bitch.
Who?
Bitch.
From where?
From Powers.
I'm David Snoswell.
Yeah. We're from United.
What company, sir?
United Business Telephone Machines.
What does that have to do with me?
We connect conference calls for the contracts, the business contracts that we have.
We don't do any business with you.
No, but you do business with our client.
Who's your client?
United Water Machines.
I've never heard of United Water Machines.
Mr. Powers.
What, sir?
Mr. Artie Powers?
No.
Is on the line as well.
R.D. Powers.
That's not my name.
Max Power is on the line.
Where are you talking from, sir?
Sir, United Water Systems machines, their sensor devices have been showing all the signs indicating the involvement of your company. So we're calling to get to the bottom of this.
I think there's some confusion. Let me explain. My name is Max Powers. I'm with United Power Machines.
Okay. Well, what does that have to do with Powers Energy Corporation?
Well, they told us to connect the call, so we're here.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We're not in the water business, not in the pressure business. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're in the energy business.
What about the... We're a broker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got a contract with this client, and we're...
No, we don't have any contract with that client.
Well, there must be some kind of misunderstanding, or maybe you're stupid.
Where are you located, sir? I'd like to talk to you in person.
Chicago, Illinois, but I'll get on a flight to that Peckerwood town.
Oh, you're a fucking asshole.
Your mother.
Kiss my pussy.
Pussy.
You finally go up. That was a whole bunch of confusion. I had three people on with us at once there. The Skype started shaking. It was the sign lady, the power lady, and the stack testing, whatever that means. That was funny.
That was fun.
What are you talking about? Robert the Turbo's here. Hi, Turbo. Hi.
Hey.
What's
up? Hey, how's that Sonoran hot dog?
It was damn fucking good. Tell you what. Better than those fucking Canadian dogs you have up there.
Indeed. I don't know, they did Canadian hot dogs. They wrap them in bacon probably because they're fucks. Shit, I lost my link. I had a special link for today. Someone's calling back. I'm not going to answer that. We'll let that go to voicemail. It could be the police, you know. Anyway, to explain, Artie, you watch a lot of infomercials, right? Yeah. There's these glasses that you're supposed to wear at night. Your aviator glasses. They're supposed to kill the glare. I don't know if you've heard of them. I forget the name of them. I had the link right in front of me, and I lost it for some reason. I was going to give them a call. I had an idea for a prank for these people. I tried to do this last week, but it was on Thursday night. And they, of course, were closed. It was too late.
What are they called?
Trying to think. I think it was like HD something. HD glare glass. I don't know. I'm looking at HD.
Oh, HD vision?
Might be, yeah.
HD. Yeah, I've seen those infomercials.
It looks dope. I want to get that. But anyway, I wanted to prank them. I want to tell them that I was driving at night with the lights off in the car, and it said that I could drive at night with them, so I'm supposed to be able to see and all that shit. I tell them I got pulled over at night. I think it's night view? Fuck. Maybe it's night view visor.
Is it the HD vision anti-glare for driving glasses?
I think that's one of them, but the one I was wanting to call was night view. It's called night view, I think. And I gotta get the phone number too. I don't know the phone number.
I'm looking.
Order now, maybe that'll help me. Okay, I found it. Alright, here we go. You see, I don't plan at all. Turbo, do you plan for your shows? Like, when you do shows, do you do any pre-planning? Because I do none. I do zero, man.
I did initially with my weekly show, but it kind of fucked everything up. So, I mean, sometimes I do a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I placed a fake ad for a free fucking machine last night.
Ah,
see? Jose helped me with that.
There you go.
Like, I've been blacklisted from Craigslist due to shenanigans, I assume.
Probably. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, when I used to try to plan, it would all go to shit. But now I'd literally just go, you know, I'd do some mental notes. I might write some stuff down on a sticky note, like two or three sentences of things I want to bring up. But I just fucking go ad-lib the whole way. I don't know why. It just seems to work. I don't know. Because you're on your feet more, maybe, you know? You're not trying to follow some script. That's interesting.
Hi, and thanks for calling about the Night View Visor. The glare reduction visor that fits every make and model of car.
Oy.
To ensure the best customer service, this call may be recorded. To place your order, just say order or press 1. To check on an order you've already placed with us, please say status or press 2. Or for more information on the night view visor, just say information or press 3. I'm sorry, but I didn't catch that.
I'm afraid it's going
to
be.
Have you ever noticed how it's sometimes more difficult to drive at night than it is during the day?
Oh, these people
all
suck.
That glare from the headlights.
All right, obviously not that one. There's a competitor, isn't there? Maybe we can. Did you find the competitor, Enigma, the one that I wasn't calling?
Yeah, the night view one.
Must be the night view one. Let me look at it.
That's the number they had on their site. I posted it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so the same company, but the glasses. All right. But I know when I tried to call them off air or on the air recently, it let me get to a line that said they were all, you know, closed.
I'll see if I can find another one in the meantime.
Hello, and welcome to the Night View NV order and information line. Here, you'll get the best deals on Night View, the top-selling night vision glasses today. We provide a secure and easy-to-use setting. This call may be recorded for quality purposes. For your convenience, please choose from the following options. To get the special buy one, get one free TV offer using a debit or credit card through our secure automated system, just say order or press 1 now. If you have already placed an order and would like to check the status, say status or press 2. Or if you need more information on Night View NV before ordering, say information or press 3.
Mm.
Hi, you have reached the status line. If to get the special buy one, get one free TV offer.
Oh my God.
Hi, you have reached, got it. We have you locked in for the special buy one, get one free Night Vision NV glasses.
Oh God.
For just $10 plus $7.95 processing and handling. And
I think this, forget it. I guess this is an automated fucking thing. God damn.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does suck. There was my idea. Oh well, I'll have to do more research then on that one. I guess I have to do some pre-planning. Try to get through to someone. Could have sworn I got through to someone last weekend.
I'll look and see if I can find something.
All right, thank you. Okay, well, anyway, moving right along. Let me look at the city here that we were pranking. I'll play music again. Oh, Or I can look at Request a Prank. How about that instead? Turbo, you sent one in on Craigslist.
Yes.
All right. That is guy selling ultimate dog kennels. Okay. You say to refer to them as dog prisons. Yeah. All right. Peck, peck the chicken. I like that, Baz. That's a good idea.
Yeah, somebody else came up with that name. I think it was, who was that? Was that Bulkja?
Probably.
Hi, it's Jerry. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Jerry. Listen, you're selling these ultimate dog kennels?
Yes, sir.
Are they, can we keep a dog inside, like, so it's unbreakable? Like, how secure is it?
It's very secure now. The, you know, if you have a very aggressive dog, the chain link fencing is probably your weakest point. So it's a matter of, you know, if it's in a real aggressive dog, you may need to do some additional wire on, you know, to fasten the chain link to galvanize too.
Listen, this dog's going into the shoe program. You understand what I mean? He's going to be in there 23-hour lockdown. All he gets to have is one bathroom and one water thing. Does yours come with water receptacle in there?
You mean with water inside the kennel?
Yep.
It could be, we do have a water, an extra water feed dish, but we don't have anything that would run tubing or anything in through.
That's, we're taking that dish out. It can't have anything. We're taking everything out inside that's contraband or where he can hide stuff, you know? Because he likes to sneak in stuff into the doghouse, you know, into the kennel. Basically, he's in a dog prison is what's going to happen. He got caught. He was raping, some of the other dogs here on the property. He got two of them pregnant, and the owner came to me and was like, I have a purebred, you know, poodle, and your dog raped it and got it pregnant. Now it has mutts, and the value of the dog has gone away because it gave birth to a dog, you know, a half-breed dog, not a full breed. You know? So we had a tribunal and everything, and we found the dog guilty 3 counts of canine rape. So he's going to be on lockdown for 20 years, and that should probably take him through until he dies. It was basically a life sentence. So he's only going to be allowed out 1 hour into the rec yard. That's it.
Where are you located?
We're here in the prison in the forest. The Turbo Forest.
What is your zip code?
Turbo Forest Dog Prison.
What's the zip code?
I'm new here. Give me a second. I'll find it, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe someone else needs to talk to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
We have Dr. Baz. He does the experiments on the animals too. He's been working on a canine head transplant for a while now.
I just noticed your Oregon phone number. Are you located in Oregon or California?
I moved here from Oregon recently, just a few weeks ago. That's why I don't really know what the zip code is here. I'm sorry. It's in the woods, you know. It's Sacramento. It's in the woods, you know. Do you know where that is? Do you know where the Turbo Woods?
So you are in Sacramento?
Turbo Woods dog,
No, I don't.
Turbo Woods dog and canine prison?
No, I wouldn't have any idea. Probably a good
here
step for you if you're interested in one of our channels would be to stop by one of our showrooms.
Can you shut up for a minute, please? 95814. I said
like
please.
Dog prison.
Shoe program for a dog. There's a United Water? Really, Baz?
Yeah, in Idaho. You can call and demand they change their name because you're United Water Machines.
I'm going to ask them if they ever get complaints about me.
Thank you for calling United Water Idaho. Our regular business hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can visit us on the web at www.unitedwateridaho.com or reach us by email at uwid@unitedwater.com. Our offices are located at 8248 West Victory Road in Boise, 1 mile west of the Cole Victory intersection.
Shut up. Giving out your deets and your docs, fucker.
United Water, how may I direct your call?
Yes. How long has your place been known as United Water? How many years?
Oh, I better get you through with somebody that can answer that, okay? Hold on just a minute.
What do you do there, honey?
We are the potable water supplier to the greater Boise area.
It's potable. What are you doing? Drink. What do you do, honey, baby?
Well, hold on. Let me get you through something and answer your questions, okay?
Put some water on you.
Thank you for calling United Water Idaho. You've reached the voicemail.
Yeah, you the hoe, all right. Hang on, I'm calling someone else. Oh, there we go. Oops, sorry. All right, where's that number? You already posted it? I'm looking.
Yep.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling Plymouth Direct Products. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance purposes. Please listen to the following. If you are calling to check the shipping status of your order, press 1. If you are calling about merchandise you have returned to us, press 2. To reorder additional merchandise, press 3.
The order processing system is attempting to locate your information based on your telephone number.
No.
We were unable to locate your order with the current phone number. If you know your order number, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. Please enter just the numbers at the beginning of your street address, followed by the... Please enter just the numbers at the beginning of your... Please enter your 5-digit zip code followed by the...
Jesus Christ. Do you know what the options are? No?
I don't.
Ooh.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, it's just correct.
The order processing system is attempting to locate your information.
Forget it. Those people don't want to do business. I don't care.
Yeah, it's stupid automated shit.
Oh, well. I'm old. I only order if I talk to a real person. That's what I'll tell them if I ever get a hold of them. First of all. All right. We're going to call Cal Kern. Cal Kern is... What is he? A welder. Okay. Going to ask him to weld a box to masturbate in.
Masturbation box.
Yep.
You can ask him if he'll be in the box with you.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Cal Kern.
Yeah, hi. You're a welder?
Pardon me?
Are you a welder? This is a welder?
Yeah, this is a welding company, yes.
Oh, you're a female welder?
No. I work for the company.
Oh, you just clean the kitchen and answer the phone?
No, I don't clean kitchens.
Oh, you probably should. Can I talk to a welder? It's a technical question for a man.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. There's nobody available right now.
Okay.
Might try a little
later. I need a box welded.
You need a box welded?
Yeah, we're going to rent a box for me to go in and masturbate in, you know? And then we're going to throw me in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're kind of stupid. You know that, don't
you're
you?
A bitch.
You're going to send her seaworthy.
You're kind of stupid. I told her she should. You're not cleaning the kitchen. You should.
Perhaps the toilet.
Your husband's going to be really mad when he gets home. The toilet's dirty.
If you'll please leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message.
I'm sure you've seen it yourself. Standing on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue or green, red, and black, and spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready, sort of like the end of the world is coming. Unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. and we have a poem that we've written particularly for the brothers on the speed phones.
All right, we're calling an inspection company.
T&K Inspection, this is Nicole. Can I help you?
Hey, are you a female inspector?
No.
Of course there aren't any, right? So you just answer the phone and clean the kitchen and stuff like that?
Pretty much.
Okay. Can I speak to an inspector? It's a, you know, technical question. I need, like, a man.
Okay. Sure. Just a minute.
Thank you.
Jerry?
Yeah, hey, Jerry. you guys do inspection, right? You come down, you do the inspection for the permits and all that?
We do industrial radiography.
Well, I'm at a truck repair shop. You got a certification, right?
Yes.
All right, I got a truck repair shop, and in the bathroom stalls, truckers spend a lot of time here, you know, when the trucks break down. And they welded, like, these holes in the dividers in the stalls in the bathroom, you know, and they will look at each other, I guess, using the bathroom and, you know, touch each other and things like that. So we're putting up new dividers, so we need you to come do an inspection and make sure that it's, you know, up to code and all that. Because the truckers were like, they were sticking their dicks in the holes and everything, and the guy on the other side was sucking. We'll call him back. When do you take it if you want? Please.
Hey, the dead is in the chat.
Yay! The dead. Damn it, man. The dad got in a fight with his Dominican wife in the Dominican Republic, and she broke his iPad. And he said, fuck it, and he got a plane ticket, and he came back to Illinois.
Yeah, that happens every, like, 2 weeks, so, for the last several months, so. Yeah.
He keeps buying fucking tickets back to Chicago, back and forth. Because whenever you get to a fight, dude, just go get a hotel in the Dominican Republic. That's a great, you know, it's not cold, you know, you could probably get a nice hotel, a nice woman, you know, good pizza, you know, have yourself a pizza, six-pack, chill out. A lot cheaper, you know, and when you make up, then she's right there. I don't get it. If that's really the dead, explain, please. And get on Skype and explain in person. Yeah, Greenlight Energy Services. What kind of service?
I want to get the dead high.
Yeah, okay. Or drunk. Are you drinking already, or you're smoking, aren't you? Shame on you.
I'm hitting the bong.
God. Very classy of you. Do you put ice in your bong?
Actually, it's like a little... it's a bubbler.
Alright, nice. White people use
what's bubbles. This number?
Greenlight Energy Services.
Thank you for calling Greenlight Energy Services.
Anyone want it?
Hello, Spencer.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Spencer.
Yeah.
It's this rentals. Energy. I need some energy services, machines, rentals.
Okay, what are you looking at getting?
Yeah, I'm looking at anything that can provide, you know, about 4,500 kilowatts of energy for my services.
Okay. Well, we unfortunately don't have anything like that. We're strictly like oil-filled service equipment, so it'd be like BOPs, drill string, that kind of stuff. We don't have any like generators or anything like that we could supply you with.
Oh, you said drills, you said?
No, like drill string for drilling out wells and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I need to...
You're just looking for like a big generator, or what are you looking for?
Well, we're trying to build a machine, and we need to drill it out. So we've got a... Okay. Some materials that we need to drill out. We need to give it a good rooting.
Sure. Okay. What I have, I understand what you're saying, but what I have is just like big, big drill string. So it's like 31 feet long.
Oh yeah, perfect.
It's not. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, we're trying to dig a hole. Trying to drill out a big old hole. And then we're gonna put a big metal box in it. And then
what are you gonna do with that?
Bill Cross is gonna go inside the box. It's a masturbation box.
Okay.
He's gonna masturbate.
Well,
will you be joining him in the box?
In the box?
Yeah.
I'm kind of confused as to what you mean by that.
Well, it's a box. It's a metal box. We already found a welder. They're gonna weld us the box.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to be in a well, so we're gonna put the box in the bottom of the well. And then we're gonna lower him down in a crane, and he's gonna masturbate in the box.
There he is. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and it's gonna be televised. It's gonna be live on TV.
It's gonna be televised.
Yeah, and you can join him too.
Putting on this production.
It says bachelor party, it's a stunt. And then he's gonna fight. He's gonna fight you in the box.
Hey, hold on.
He's gonna punch you.
Okay, I like this idea.
Yeah. It's a show. It's.
All right, hold on.
You're a dirty person.
Do you want to talk to Barry about it?
Yes, please. Immediately.
All right, here he is. Hello, Barry.
Hey, Barry, will you be joining us in the box for the illusion? Yeah. No, the box. So your associate's going to provide us the drill. We're going to drill out a big hole. And then, we have welders that have already welded the big box. We're going to lower it down into the hole. And then, Bill Cross is going to go into the box and masturbate. And it's an illusion for his bachelor party. And,
who is this?
I'm David. I'm David Snoswell. Snoswell.
And where are you at, David Snoswell?
Well, I'm in your mom's house right now.
You're in my house?
Yeah, your mom's house. Yeah, hang on there. Your mom says hi.
Oh,
yeah. We're in bed right now.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. What's going on? Seems to be some confusion there.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion.
We're trying to get this hole drilled.
I had to take you seriously because you called the business line. But
it's serious business.
Serious business.
Yeah, I mean we've got fat stacks.
Uh-huh.
And we want to get the job done today.
So where are you calling from?
So if you guys are just going to sit around and thumb each other's asses, or are we going to do some business?
I would love to do business with you. That'd be great.
You know, I'm going to write you up.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your name? I'm going to put it in my report here. I'm typing.
My name's
up right now.
My name's Tim.
Yeah.
You got that first part, Tim McGraw.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah. And then my buddy next to me is Seymour Butts.
Oh yeah, ha ha ha! That's so funny. Here, I'm going to put you on the phone with my attorney, Mr. Robert Trebois. He's the one that's filing the papers right now. Mr. Trebois, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. I've been listening to this entire conversation, and I don't like what I'm hearing.
You don't. Turn me off the phone now.
Okay. It's a simple job. You know, I thought you were.
Are you familiar with this line of work?
Yes. I'm a hole attorney. I specialize in holes and pits. Sometimes wells and shafts.
Okay, tell me.
So I'm going to need your information. What's your badge number?
My badge number?
Yes. You have a whole license, correct?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause you can't be in this business without a whole license. So I'm gonna need your badge number.
My badge number? Okay, it's 22. And then do you have a calculator? Because you're going to have to times it by 3. And it's like
no, you're going to do that for me.
Okay, so just put DM2222.
DM2222-222. Yeah, that's
all those two?
That's an invalid number. The system's coming back with it's coming back with a red light. So
I think that's another charge to put on the papers.
Yes, impersonating a licensed hole digger.
Okay.
You're going to be in big trouble, sir. You better start telling the truth.
I'm sorry.
You're just digging yourself a deeper hole.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, huh?
Now, there's a way you can make this all go away. You can go in the box.
Okay, what happens there?
Have you...
box.
Yes. Do you work out, sir?
No.
Okay, have you ever been to a gym?
Nope.
Have you ever been to a men's room, like a public one?
Nope.
Okay, I'm writing you up for lying and deceiving, too. I don't know why you're laughing. This is very serious.
No, I'm laughing because my day was really boring until you guys called me, so I appreciate that.
Okay, we're going to write you up for not enjoying your job.
Okay, and the damages, I'm just tallying up the damages here, you know, the total is increasing with every new charge, and we are up to $323,465.35. So we can keep going, and the punitive damages will increase.
Or you can just go in the box.
I can't do that.
Okay. So you'd rather pay out this six-figure fine?
Did you guys know Barry? Is that what was going on? Or did you not know him, I just
know him from that one night. You know, we were kind of drunk.
He might have
slipped it in me. But
three men, one
box. It's not gay because we're all drunk.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I got to go.
Okay. Illegitimate hang up. Plus $50,000 fine.
That sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, we'll see who's laughing when in court.
The court of the whole.
The court of the whole.
That was an odd conversation.
He enjoyed it, though. It did make his day nice, he said. He had a boring day. All right.
Hey, guys, I got to go. I got stuff I got to do. It's getting late.
Daughter's up.
Thanks for letting me join in. That was fun.
Okay, see you later, Baz.
See you, Baz.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Maharaja Restaurant in Papineau. We're unable to take a call at the moment, so do leave a message.
Do leave a message and do shut up. How about that? What time is it in New Zealand? Is it late? Maybe that's why. I don't even know. Place yourself
in the shoes of two. Middle of the night, probably, yeah. At any chance you hit,
we live for the moment. Makes sense, don't it? We never really call New Zealand much. I'm scoping the main drag in Christchurch. Ooh, Christchurch Casino. Let's do it.
Or no, it's morning, because it's 8:24 in Sydney.
Ah. Well, let's see if the casino's open. I don't know if it's a 24/7 thing. Flights back and forth, pop corks are the best grapes, make the best CDs
and the best tapes. Don't forget the finals, take girls, break spinals. You have called the Christchurch Casino after hours. We are open Monday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Okay. Oh, it's Saturday over there, right? Yeah.
No, it's Friday over there.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
I was like, fuck.
I gotta be there, man. Because I'll fly back.
Hey, you know what I'm real excited about? So I was a little inebriated a few days ago, and I started really thinking about shit. Turbo, I'm thinking, okay. You know this whole Virgin Galactic thing?
Yeah.
It seems that what the major goal is to make it eventually into a successful intercontinental airline that's really fast.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get it to the point where it's safe enough where, like, you could fly from, let's say, New York to Sydney, Australia in a matter of hours, you know, and do so from a conventional airport, which I think the implications of that are freaking awesome. Like,
well, I mean, as it is, it's like, what, $100,000 to go up?
Yeah.
In one of those Virgin craft.
They haven't even done it yet. By the end of the year, we've been promised, right?
Yep.
The first flight is going to be
from that spaceport in New Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up right by the Space Coast in Florida, so it's exciting to me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's going to be cool, dude. I would love to. If it was affordable, you know the implications of that? That'd be so awesome for the spread of ideas and such.
I would risk like a 1 in 50 or 1 in 100 chance of dying to go into space if it was affordable.
Yeah, and then land in Australia and chill in Australia.
Yeah.
Australia now, like my in-laws went to Australia last summer, and that was a whole day for them, man. Like literally, like you're flying from here on the East Coast, they had to fly all the way to LA, I think, and then they did a hop in Hawaii or Japan, whatever it is. It's, you know what I mean? It just depends on the airline and what they got going on for their route. But it takes forever. That's why they do it in those really big ass comfortable planes. You know, where, what's the really cool airline out of Australia? Qantas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like one of those. I gotta fly. That's the way to fly, man. These fucking American airlines suck, like Qantas and shit, right? Like, there's that Korean one that gets advertised a lot during
the day. Korean Air.
Yeah.
They had one ad, though, like, back a few years ago, and it had some, like, high-pitched noise that just, I don't know, it got to me.
They do some
it, like,
weird
went
shit.
Down my spine.
I know.
It really pissed me off every time it came on.
Well, they do weird shots of eyes and stuff, and then they pull back, and it's a woman. It's like a flight attendant laid down all seductively, like, in a oversized airplane window. It's really fucking weird.
Well, yeah, they do seem to be implying that, you know, you get full release flight intending.
You gotta just come out and say, Korean Air, our girls get full release, you know? You just have a picture of a hot Korean girl giving the okay sign. That's all they need. They make bag. They could be the number one airline in the world. The American airlines suck. And there's the Kuwaiti one. I hear it's really good. Emirates, right? I hear they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Kuwaiti. Qatari, I meant to say. Qatari. Is that how you say it? Qatari?
I think so, yeah.
It's awesome. Qatari. It sounds like a cool martial art. Qatari.
Yeah.
Qatari.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of karate, Qatari. Okay. Hell, let's. I think I got minutes to the UAE. We should do that. Fuck it. What's that town is? What's the town? Oh shit. What's
in the UAE? Dubai.
Dubai. So it's Dubai, UAE, right? UAE.
Yep.
The fuck music is this? Jesus. Oh wow! Here it is, Dubai. All right, let's call a hotel in Dubai. Fuck it, why not? The Russian and Denmark embassy, those two are in bed together? I knew it.
It's that Baltic connection.
I guess. All right, hotel Dubai. There's a hotel in that big Burj de Burka or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta
be. That'd
be
cool.
It's probably like 5 hotels in that motherfucker. All right, Google's not really helping me out. Hotel near Dubai, UAE. Yes. Okay.
I don't like new Google Maps. Every time they change it, here we go. List.
Yeah, the new interface sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Pisses me off.
Yeah, it's just going to take getting you. It's got a learning curve and, fuck. All right, the Burj Al Arab, and that's in the Burj whatever that we're talking about. The big spirally fucking building.
Yeah.
The biggest one in the world.
Yep. You niggas calling Lake Mary?
What?
You calling Lake Mary?
Lake Mary? We're calling...
I was just on a phone call, and I looked down at my phone, and I see China Walk, Lake Mary Boulevard.
Oh, I don't know where that came from. No, I didn't call China Walk.
No, it was a number I posted if you wanted it.
That's like 15 minutes for me.
Good morning, where should I be spelled for how I can help you?
Yes, hello. Is this the hotel that I'm staying at? This is the hotel I'm staying at. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be more assertive. Hello?
No problem, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Listen, I need to get some of that cat.
I'm sorry? You need to get some?
There's this stuff called cat that you cats got out here. We're up here. We got some pork sandwiches, and we're drinking alcohol in my room.
Okay.
And I put some marijuana in my asshole. On the on my plane flight that I came here from United States, you know, uh-huh. So we're doing drugs and I got a bunch of married women up here that aren't my wife and we're kissing and touching and everything in the room.
Okay,
is that a problem?
Of course, there's a problem with that one. It's a drugs are illegal in Dubai.
Okay, well, forget about the drugs. What about my mistress? Like I'm
your mistress. Which suite are you staying?
She's not my wife. She's married to another man. My wife is in the United States also, and we're here.
Okay.
We're having sex and we're walking around. We were kissing on the beach and everything. Hello.
And then?
And they were giving us a hard time. This guy came up to me and said, "Let me see your marriage papers." He said, and I said, "Shut up," like that, and I punched him. Anyway, do you know where I can get some of that cat? It's that stuff you chew that the
people. Which suite are you staying, sir?
The big one. I don't know. I think it's like 12 something.
12 what?
I think it's 1212 maybe.
1212.
1202.
1202.
Yeah. You got that one?
One moment.
Hey. Hey.
Can I have your name, sir?
This is Cross.
Mr. Cross.
You're not going to find it in there. It's a different name in there. You hear me, boy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said, you're not going to... Where are you from?
I am from Philippines, sir.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Is it?
Yeah. My friend Andy, he's going to fuck this girl from the Philippines. He's going over there to fuck her. He's getting in a mm-hmm. plane. He's going to go fuck her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they're going to get married, and he's going to bring her back to live with him in the United States for 5 years, and she's going to give him a lot of money. Her family is going to give him a lot of money. And he gets to keep half the stuff, you know? Afterwards, he gets to keep
half. Are you calling in Dubai, sir, or in the United States?
No, I'm in Dubai. I'm in Dubai.
Because your line is not clear. It's like very far from the...
Yeah, I'm calling on a satellite...
Like echoing.
Shut up. I got a satellite phone, you know? It's a satellite phone. So there's a delay, you know? It has to transmit to the satellite up in space, and it comes back down. It's got a delay. But I got great coverage.
All right.
Yeah, I'm on vacation. All right. I'm on a bachelor party. We're having a lot of sex with married women, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so do you know a place where I can go with married women to have dinner and not get in trouble?
I'm so sorry, sir. I don't know some places there in Dubai.
You don't know any places? You just know a place in disgusting Philippines, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the piece of shit Philippines that smells like shit.
It's your opinion. Well, I respect that.
It's true. It's a fact. It's not an opinion.
It's a fact.
It's a fact, boy. Yes.
Are you sure?
Do you have black hair? You little monkey? Huh?
All people have black hair.
Yeah, all you people have black hair. You're dirty. Your hair is always dirty. You try to wash your hair and it never gets
clean. You want to speak to our duty manager if you want? I can give you.
Does he have black hair too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm blonde. I'm beautiful.
You're blonde and beautiful. That's why you're an asshole.
Beautiful. Hey, hey, you little fucking peck-peck bitch.
Wow.
Filipino guy. Yeah, there's a lot of Asians that work and build shit here, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah, like all the underclass. It's immigrants from, India. I don't know, Southeast Asia, India.
India, Bangladesh, yeah, Philippines, shit like that, yeah.
Yep.
Yep, yep. Okay, here's another place, another hotel. You guys want to do it? Go ahead. It's a hotel and spa.
Sure.
Okay.
Good morning, Arabian Cartel and Spa. This is speaking with your call.
Hello, is this spa?
Sorry?
Is this hotel and spa?
Yes, this is Arabian Courtyard Hotel and Spa. Yes, sir.
Okay, describe your spa facilities immediately, please.
Which one, sir?
All of them.
For the spa.
Spa.
1 minute, hold on, please.
Be answered shortly.
Stupid.
Hello, is this spa?
Sorry?
Is this spa?
Bar?
I was told this was spa.
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 Spa closed now, sir.
Put spa on phone.
Sorry?
I need a sauna with men. Big burly men with hard penises.
This is the reception, sir. You are calling the reception now.
Oh, this is reception?
Reception, yes.
Yes, I would like you to receive my penis and your anus.
Who said?
How much? How many dollars?
For what? How many?
I need you to receive penis and your asshole.
Which apple, sir? I didn't understand you, sir.
Asshole! Anus! Brown starfish!
Sir,
you understand?
You are calling where, sir? You are calling to where?
I am calling gay man for gay sex. No?
This is Arabian Courtyard Hotel.
Yes. I am inquiring about your spa facilities.
About the spa?
Yes.
Yeah, spa, they are closed now, sir. You can call in the morning and they give you all the information.
Well, are you open?
Open, yeah, in the morning, sir, 10 o'clock.
No, no, you personally, are you open right now? Is your anus relaxed?
The hotel is open now, of course.
I'd like to give you a fist test before I book a room.
You give me what, sir?
A fist test.
Your voice not clear, sir. You have a problem in the phone. I cannot understand.
No. I have correct number. Hotel and spa? No?
Sorry?
This is hotel and spa, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. I am intrigued by hotel and spa, but first I need give you fist test.
You need video?
Have you ever heard of olive oil?
Sir, I cannot understand you. Your voice is
olive oil.
Me.
Olive oil. Cooking oil.
Sorry?
Oil. Grease.
Hello.
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 Grease. Olive oil. Lubricant. I will put lubricant on fist and test you. Have you had a rectal prolapse before, sir? Hello? Can you put me on the phone with a monkey who speaks English, please?
Hello?
Hello, do you speak English?
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I was inquiring about the hotel and spa. The last man I was speaking to got confused about the fist test.
About what?
The fist test. You see, I'm American.
Uh-huh.
And I'm intrigued by your facilities.
Okay. And you're inquiring about our hotel, right?
Yes, I'm inquiring about the hotel and the spa. Really, you know, I just need a place to sleep. I'm more interested in the spa. Are there other men in the spa?
Okay, for the spa, sir, our spa is already closed. That's until midnight only.
Yes, the last monkey explained that to me. You cannot ask general questions about spa?
No.
Oh, okay. What about hotel?
Hotel?
Yes.
What you'd like to know about the hotel, sir?
Do the rooms have beds?
Rooms have bed? Definitely,
yes.
We have.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do rooms have toilet?
Definitely, sir.
Oh, okay. And can I cook my pasta in the toilet?
No.
It's not an electric toilet, then.
No.
It's a coconut monkey toilet.
Cooking is not allowed.
Oh, okay. Well, how shall I eat, then?
Okay. We have a restaurant here.
Oh, okay. Does it serve, you know, like, I don't know, horrible desert creatures? You know, you saute them and maybe dissect them and, you know, put some nice garnish around them.
Of course.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
He's gone. He's gone. He was real dense, wasn't he? He just wouldn't hang up.
Yeah.
Fucking guy. Ooh, there's a Sheraton up there in the Bird Dubai also. That place has like four hotels in it, man. In just one building.
Basically an Arcology, you know? Like SimCity 2000.
Yeah. Yeah. The new SimCity has an Arcology too. Hey, Artie, how you doing, man? Artie,
just hitting the bong, bro.
Hey, do you have internet yet at your house?
Yeah, I'm on my laptop.
Wow, man, you got a MacBook, right?
Uh huh.
Nice. Good for you. You get a PS4?
Dude, you got to hear the story about my PS4.
You pawned it?
No. I left it in Jersey.
Thank you for calling 4 Points by Sheraton. Jen speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, honey, baby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're expensive is what it is.
I'm sorry?
You're expensive. You're expensive. You know what I mean? You cost a lot of money for me to talk to you. It's 27 cents per minute. You're expensive. So are we going to masturbate now because it costs so much? Because if I'm going to be calling, we have to masturbate if it's going to cost 27 cents a minute, you know?
Okay.
It's pretty expensive. Because for 25 cents a minute, I can call the party line and jack off with the guy pretending to be a woman.
Okay, so please hold.
Okay. All right, I'm hanging up because it is 27 cents a minute to call that place. I don't know
God
why.
Damn.
Yeah, but that was pretty funny what I said, I think. If you ask me. Phone sex. Yeah. All right, you guys have any requests for numbers or types of numbers or anything like that? You let me know.
I put one in there earlier.
Ringba.
Oh, the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, the one in Lake Mary.
Yeah, you called there a while ago, last time I was on, and the guy got really angry at you.
Let me map it. Oh, this one? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know exactly where this is. Artie, it's at 1792 on Lake Mary Boulevard. You know where that Albertsons used
no
to be?
No shit, that's where my guy is.
Yeah, there you go. This is the guy I did the orders to, right?
Yeah, he got really angry.
When I canceled him? Alright. Alright, I'll cancel one.
Oh shit, my guy goes there.
Oh, so I'm happy.
Yeah, like one General So Chicken.
Hello?
One General So Chicken.
Hello?
Hey!
I barely hear you. Could you call me back?
One General So Chicken. Fucking asshole. I don't know if he's playing games.
No, you weren't coming in.
What about now? Am I coming in?
You're good.
Hello, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order, please.
Hello?
Order. Hello? Order. I'd like to make an order.
Can I hear pickup?
For pickup.
Okay, phone number?
702.
1 second. Okay, one second. No water.
No. Oh, they know the number. They know the number on the ID. That's what's going on.
Blacklist.
I don't know if they could hear you.
I don't know what was going on. I had to take the mic out of my ear and put it right in my face, right in my mouth.
Yeah, it was weird. You're fine now, but as soon as you called, it like went out.
Hmm. Only that's some shit. Okay. Then moving right along, here's a number from Turbo. Turbo, can you explain this, please?
No, I don't know. It's a riding mower. A
riding mower for sale. Thank you. That's all I was looking for. Riding mower for sale. Oh, shit. That's right. I got numbers.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you selling the riding mower?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's 20 horsepower, so it can go pretty fast, right?
Well, yeah.
Like,
if you want to run in high gear, it does.
Yeah, what's the top speed on that motherfucker?
I have no idea.
Okay, because I got too many DUIs, and I can't drive a car anymore. So I want to drive the mower around.
Oh. Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret. My partner, my stepdad.
Well, I mean, can it go faster than, like, walking? That's all I need.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a ticket. You got one for drunk driving on a lawnmower.
Nah, it's not funny, man. I started drinking because my aunt died in 9/11.
Yeah.
Do you think that's funny?
Well, it ain't funny. I drank till 1980, but I sure glad when I quit. Yes, sir. It caused me a lot of headaches.
Do you do any partying aside from the drinking?
Do I do any partying?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm looking for a hookup.
No, I don't do any of that shit.
Oh, no. Okay. But you have this mower. And yeah, that's the root of this conversation we're having. $600?
Yeah, what?
$600 for mower?
Yeah, I'll take $500 for it, though. I want to have one person look at it.
Oh, what did he say?
And it's in real good shape. He wanted it for $400. I told him, not even wasting your time.
You know, the man looked at it, and he didn't purchase it. So what's wrong with it?
Well, he wanted to give me $400. I told him he'd waste his time. He wouldn't go back for that.
Oh, so he was cheap.
Yeah, I said you might as well get going, partner. Cause
no,
you're gonna
I
get
mean
to
I'll
that.
Give
I'll
you the full 600. No, no.
Yeah.
I'll give you full six.
Yeah. Well, come look at it.
Okay, I'll give you a choice. I'll give you the 500 straight up. You know, I drive away on the mower. We're both happy. Or I'll give you the 600, and you give me your socks.
Give me what?
Like, you wear your socks for a day or two before I come over, and then I give you the full 600 instead of the 500 if I can take your socks.
Oh, shit, you're nuts.
What's your shoe size, sir?
Huh?
What's your shoe size?
Size 10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Are those some wide feet or some narrow feet?
Yeah.
And what kind of socks do you like to wear? You know, like tube socks? You know, you get them at the swap meet?
No, I never wear tube socks.
Okay, so what kind of socks are you wearing, bro?
Well, I wear the ones that got a regular heel on them. Mm. White socks with a regular heel, and they're gray.
Okay, so you give me lawnmower and used socks for $600, correct?
And used socks?
Yes.
Give you some socks?
Well, I need some used socks from a man.
No.
Can you describe the odor of your socks?
No, it smells like shit.
Okay, how about 700 then? But no. you have to take the socks off.
You're just taking up my time, man.
No, I really want the mower. I told you.
Go over and look at it. If you want it, we'll drive it off. If you don't, you know.
Well, I also want your socks.
I ain't worried about the socks.
What's the big deal? You know, what's your problem? You're not going to take $200 for a pair of socks?
No, I'm not.
Well, why? Did you have a bad experience? Did you have a bad experience with socks in the past?
I guess so. I don't know why he doesn't see those socks. I want your nice stinky socks. All right, I posted a shit ton of swap shop numbers here. A rebuilt 460 board, 0.040. What is that? Any idea? Is that a car machine, a gun? What the fuck that is?
Well, he mentions like trucks, so it's probably an engine. Probably. I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna try it. I'll just say machine. Artie, you want to do a prank or not? You've been quiet, bitch.
Hello.
Hey, you got a board machine, a rebuilt 460 board machine?
Say what?
You got a rebuilt 460 board machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many spaces you get in that motherfucker?
What?
How many spaces you get in that motherfucker?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you have the paperwork that came with that son of a bitch?
Do I have what?
The papers that came with that fucking shit?
Do what?
You got the papers that came with that motherfucker.
Uh-uh.
No? So how did you rebuild it, motherfucker?
Me and my dad built it.
Oh, you had your dad did it?
Me and my dad did it.
Oh, what's your dad's name? What's he do? He's fucking his asshole right now? What's he doing? Sounds like a meth head. I'm not even going to bother calling him
back. And I guess he doesn't like money.
Guess not. Next on the list is Big Mary, who's selling a 220 electric heater. Yeah, what's that? What's a 220 machine?
220 volts?
Mm-hmm. It's like an oven. Large sectional couch for sale. Also seats 6 people. Has 3 recliners from a smoke-free home. Not in perfect shape. It's got some stains probably. Let's ask about the funky stains. How turbo? Because we like buy furniture with stains on it.
Mm-hmm.
We sniff it. The stains.
Hello?
Yeah, you got some furniture there for sale, honey?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You got some furniture there for sale, honey?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, and no smoking in the house, so it doesn't have any smell of cigarettes in it, right?
No, it does not have any. We don't smoke in the house, but now I do have dogs in the house.
Okay, great. So all you have on it is natural smells from the family and the guests and your pets that sit on it, you know?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of pets? You have a dog?
Yeah, 2 dogs.
What kind of dogs?
Short hair, a Maltese poo, and a the other one is kind of like a... She's kind of a pit bull mix.
Yeah, so she's pretty big. So she goes out, she takes a big shit outside, and she comes in and sits on the couch later, right?
Do what now?
She goes outside, you know, to take a shit. You take her outside to go use the bathroom, you take a shit and a piss and all that. And then she'll come inside and sit up on the couch, you know, sometimes. That's happened a few times. Right after.
What are you asking me, if she wipes her ass on the couch?
No, if just after she takes a shit outside, has she come inside and sat on the couch?
Yes, she gets on.
So it's gotten those nice smells on it then. Yeah, me and Turbo, we like to smell my friend Robert Turbois. We like to buy couches that other people have, and we sniff all the stains on it, you know? So we wanted to come in, and we're going to take a note of all the different stains and possible marks on it. And depending on how fresh they are and how nice.
Who is this?
how fresh they are, how nice they smell. I'm going to put some Turbo on the line. Maybe he can upset you because you're enjoying this too much. Turbo.
Hi. You're selling the stained couch? Could you make some more stains on it? You know, we could go up from 300.
What kind of stains you want on it?
Well,
I got some. You ever had... want me to put them on there so they can shit on it?
Now, hold on. That's an ugly word you just said.
Okay, put feces on it. How's that?
Yeah.
That's
maybe
better.
Maybe they can piss on it. Or urinate. You like that word better?
Yeah. That's better.
You like urinate?
Well, I was more interested in the stains you could make.
The stains I could make.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Dr. Baz?
No, I haven't.
He's invented a transdermal patch that can make, like, any woman lactate within 5 minutes.
Wow, really?
What he likes to do is come over and put the patch on you, and then you press your breasts against the couch, and you make some milk stains. And then, we have this special swab, and we swab the stains, and we test for lactose, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then if you get 10 or better, you know, we give you 3,000 for the couch, not 300.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? I'm not in that kind of market.
Oh, okay. Well, what kind of market are you in?
Yeah, well, actually, you know what, I really don't have time to deal with you.
Have you ever watched pornography?
No, I don't watch pornography.
Photographic
anyway, hey, listen. You have a great day and find somebody else to fuck with because I don't have time to play.
Hey, that's an ugly word. That's an ugly word.
A nice steamy
rephrase
rated,
that, please.
A nice steamy rated R scene. Oh, damn. All right. I was just trying to get that out before she hung up. Sorry.
I don't have time to fuck with.
She enjoyed it up until the very end when she said she didn't have time to fuck with us. Cool.
It was awesome.
All right. Next on the list. We have an Invacare electric wheelchair machine.
We didn't even get to the table.
Oh, that's right. Did we ask about the heater? I just did. No.
Oh, no.
I just wanted the stains.
Did we lose Carlito?
What? No, I'm here. Oh. Sorry, I had you guys. I was on mute because I was laughing before. Whoops. Sorry. Oh. I was talking to you guys the whole time, and I thought you were replying. Okay. An Invacare electric wheelchair machine for sale. Here it is. Artie, you want to call about an electric wheelchair? I feel bad. You're not doing anything productive.
Artie?
Yeah, we lost him.
Damn it, shit.
Okay, fuck that. Here's a Walker female for sale.
Wait. There's a second number on that.
Is there? Oh, yeah, okay. And there's an or. Let me see. I did that one. Okay, and I can do that. And copy that, huh? Hang on, give me a second.
Artie, are you there?
I reconnected. Am I bouncing?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was away from the computer.
Oh, okay. All right, well, welcome. Did you want to do a prank? Because you're not talking much. I don't know if you're busy or not.
Yeah, I've been all over a little bit, but let me get high first.
All right. Thought you already were.
Not really anymore.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy. And here's this. Second number for the electric wheelchair. Hello. Yes, you have a wheelchair, electric wheelchair machine?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's good. And how much was it used?
Excuse me?
How much was it used before?
We tried to get $500 for it.
No, how much was it used? How long was it used for?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a couple of months, maybe.
Was it a woman or a man using it?
The one female using it.
Oh, that's nice. You know, they get some nice. Did they get any nice stains on it?
Excuse me?
Did it get any nice stains, nice funky stains on it that we can smell?
No, sir. No, sir. She's super clean. The seat ain't busted down or nothing. Beautiful chair.
Oh, that's cool. I'm looking for a chair with, like, nice funky stains on it, you know?
No, it's not nasty at all. No, sir.
Oh, because we like to smell them, you know? Me and Artie, we like to go smell them and kiss the chair.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No, they're super clean.
Okay, so you got a Craftsman toolbox also, right?
Yes, I do.
No tools in it, just the box?
Yes, just the box.
All right, so do you think it's heavy enough for me to pick up and hit you on the side of your fucking stupid face with?
Excuse me?
Do you think it's not that heavy that I could pick it up and hit you on the side of your fucking stupid asshole face with it, the toolbox?
Yeah, you should be able to pick it up. It's not a heavy box.
Okay, and I'll throw it against your fucking stupid ass motherfucking monkey face.
What are you talking about, dude?
I'm going to throw the toolbox. I'm going to pick it up and throw it at your face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, come around and get it then.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll be right there in a little bit. All right, buddy?
All right. I'll be there.
Okay, asshole.
All right. Bye, idiot.
All right. Bye. I could have probably gotten
it. That's fucking funny. I had to mute before I left.
Let's see if he picks up this time. When do you talk to him? He might curse and say bad things.
Wait, what is this?
What?
Is it a dog or a walker? I don't even know.
A walker female for sale. I don't know. I don't know if that's a Walking Dead reference or something. 4 years UK. Oh, maybe, I don't know. A dog for walk. That's, I don't get it. A walker.
I think it's a dog.
I've never heard of a walker breed. Okay. Tell them you want a walker because you got a broken ankle. I don't know. I'm using a walker now. You want that? Take it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hi, you're selling the female walker?
I've already sold her.
What?
I've already sold her.
Oh. What else are you selling then? You selling that ratchet?
The what?
You got that ratchet snatch?
No.
Oh. Well, I mean, you gotta be selling something. You know, I got all this money, and I've just been burning it for heat. You know, I'd rather spend it on products and goods and services.
My boyfriend has 2 dogs for sale.
Dogs?
Yeah, 2 dogs.
Okay, I would like the other dog, please.
He's got a red bone, it's got papers, and he's got an English and Walker mix.
Okay, describe the scent of the dog, please.
The scent of the dog?
Yes.
How old were they? The Walker in English is 16 months.
16 months?
Yeah, he's already started. He's making.
How many cubits is that?
How much are you going to find?
How many cubits is 16 months, please?
What's 16 months?
Is it a racist dog? I couldn't understand her.
God, she's just sitting there. Hey. I think she's like chewing gum the whole time. Oh.
Yeah.
Dollywood tickets. You guys ever been to Dollywood? Nope.
No.
Someday.
That's for old white Christian people. That's their Las Vegas. All right. Call bot. I want a sexual party at Dollywood. Yeah. Is that the same as Pigeon Forge or are those different places?
What?
You never heard of Pigeon Forge?
I've never heard of Pigeon Forge.
Look it up. It's a big businessman in the conservative.
Jeff, Angie, and Logan Tyler were unable to come to the time, but if you leave this short.
Wait. Whoa. What's the email on this? It's really funny.
Packnut at CenturyLink. That?
Yeah.
I don't know. What the fuck? I'm trying the second number now. I almost gave I can't give out email addresses like that, stupid Carlos. God. I got more of these numbers, don't worry.
Hello?
Hey, you got those Dollywood tickets, honey?
Pardon?
You got those Dollywood tickets, honey?
Hold on just a second.
All right, honey, baby.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, how are you doing, honey, baby? Do you have those Dollywood tickets still?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my friends, we're going to have I'm getting married, you know, so we're going to have a bachelor party at Dollywood. We're going to have like a one last get together gay, kind of thing. We used to, you know, do poppers a lot and go to bathhouses. That's where we all met, but we all became straight, motherfucker, you know, we're straight now.
Who the hell is this?
Oh, this is Cross. So I want to go to, Dollywood, and I'm gonna have sex with my.
You don't call him and poke that way.
I'm gonna fuck him. What the hell?
Was she streaming in the background?
Where the hell are you going? I'm calling again. Weird sex parties on. Yeah, hey, what happened? I got disconnected. I was talking to that. Handsome man.
You were talking about handsome, calling him a metafucker.
Well, no. That was a that was something else completely. Listen, I was calling because I'm trying to, we're going to have this kind of get together, you know, and we needed that for us. We're going to get together, you know, what I mean? We're going to get together and we're going to go to Dollywood. We got plane tickets already. We just need the tickets to Dollywood. Okay. And we're gay.
You just need one ticket?
No, we need all three because we're gonna go. We're gonna be fucking and stuff because we used to mess around a lot back in high school.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. We have three tickets for sale for all three for $125.
Yeah. So before I get married, we're gonna fuck one. We're gonna have one last circle jerk, and we're gonna fuck each other and all that. Here, Robert Turbois, I can tell you, Mr. Turbois will tell you.
Let me tell you something. If you ever call this number again.
Hey,
I will cut out the wire on you.
Settle down.
Please don't talk to
me. No, listen to that goddamn garbage.
Sorry. My friend has a disease. My friend has a disease. He didn't mean that.
I'm sorry.
You know, just calm down. You know, we can work this out. So you're selling these tickets?
You don't need to call this number back. If you call back, I will call back.
Hey, settle down. I just want to buy these tickets. So you want $375. Oh, no, you want $125. $125 for all three.
Yeah, I have three tickets for $125.
And then we're going to fuck.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
We're going to fuck after that.
So why are they so cheap? What's wrong with them?
There's nothing wrong with them. We're season pass holders.
Just settle down. What's wrong? What's wrong, baby?
Garbage that's in the background. Where are you calling from?
What a bitch.
I'm calling from my telephone. It's a cellular telephone. It's a flip phone.
Bitch.
I got it from
the
man.
What? Calling me a bitch?
Well, what are you talking about?
Bitch.
That guy in the background calling a bitch.
I don't know. Maybe that's on your end. I don't hear anything.
If you call this number back, I will call the sheriff's department and give this number back.
Whoa. What's wrong? Bitch. I don't hear anything. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit. That was fun. Did I post those numbers yet? Oh, here we go. All right, I posted some more. An electric box for sale. Great. For a mobile home. Also has.
Wait. Light up leashes?
What the fuck is a light up leash? That sounds kind of cool. That'd be cool if I was at a rave party. I put my girlfriend on it. Like, here, bitch. You're mine. A single shot 410. That's a gun machine or a marijuana pipe. And also an electric wire. An electric wire. I have extra electric wire.
This is shady as fuck.
What? Why do you have those four things together, right? Isn't that kind of
shit? Yeah.
Big warning flag. An electric box, a light up leash, a single shot, I'm guessing a shotgun. I don't know. And a bit of extra electric wire. MacGyver could take over the world with that right there. Did BlackBerry buy the WhatsApp company? Is that for real?
Facebook
bought it. You're rich, Derek. I'm not available.
What happened?
Facebook bought it for $19 billion.
Yeah, and I've never heard of it before. They bought
WhatsApp?
What's going on with that?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's a great messaging tool. Like, all my family in Puerto Rico's on it, so I'm on it so I can talk to them. That's all they use is that WhatsApp. It's like a messaging app, like a text message style messaging app.
Is it called Viber?
No, I think that's a different one. There's a whole bunch of them.
It's only been around for like 3 years, I think, and they bought it for $19 billion.
So you're saying Facebook, a lot of money. Facebook acquired them for
Is it bigger billion. Like outside of the U.S. or something? Or
no.
Actually,
the Conus. Sorry.
It's really big on iPhone. I know that. And then the Android client came out maybe about 2 years ago after about a year that it was out. I think that's how it worked out. But anyway. Go ahead. Sorry, guys. Were you talking? Enigma, were you saying something?
No, I was just saying they were a pretty big app. They were competing with a couple big companies.
Yeah, with Apple, FaceTime, and all that stuff. Yeah. All right. For sale or trade, 19 cubic feet fridge. What can we trade for a 19 cubic foot fridge? Also, kitchen cabinets, mostly tops, electric hot water heater.
We'll trade porn for the fridge.
There you go.
Or pictures of your naked wife. Is the fridge?
Yes.
What kind?
I don't know. It doesn't say. 19 cubic feet. All right. Instead of that, we have someone looking for...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 423.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Look at that email. I don't like that.
Po, 443. No answer, probably for the best. Here's an exercise bike for $30 or best offer. And they got some cat machines.
What?
That's kind of random, isn't it? Come on, five strang. Looking to buy float trays, a type used for starting tobacco in water beds.
What?
Like, grow weed you're talking about? Okay, all right, here we go. Someone's looking for marijuana growing parts.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Oops, hung up the wrong one. Also looking for canvas or a frost blanket. Yeah, okay. Oh, wait, I got the wrong one. Hang on.
This is a cat machine.
Yeah.
Again.
We'll see who answers first. But these are 3 days old. That's why they're not picking up.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have axles for the wagon?
Yes.
Yeah, I was on the Oregon Trail, and we broke some axles, so we needed to get some replacements because I don't want my wife to die of dysentery.
Right.
Yeah, how much are your axles?
Everything. I was asking $50. There's an axle attached to the whole front end part where your tongue goes in.
Yeah.
And then two extra axles. And I was asking $50 for all of it.
Yeah, but listen, can you help me out? Look, we're poor. We're traveling out west on the wagon and we only came with one extra axle. That's all we brought, from the east where we live, you know, and remember the horse drawn wagon. We got attacked by Indians once already. And I had to catch some, rabbits and stuff. I was outside shooting and I caught some rabbits. Right. And then my one son got dysentery and he died. So my daughter is getting sick. I don't want her to get, you know, die. So we broke another axle in the desert. So I wanted to get a new axle. Can I do anything to get that axle for my wagon?
Whereabouts are you located at?
I'm on the Oregon Trail.
You're way out west?
On the Oregon Trail, yeah.
How would you get the axle? I mean, would you come here and get it?
Well, we'll send a search party over there. We'll take two of the horses and go get it in town.
Okay. I tell you what, if you're just needing one axle and you want to look me up, I'll give it to you.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. All right. Do you know which of these mushrooms that grow out here are good and which ones are bad?
No, I don't. I only hunted one mushroom, and it don't come up till like May, April or May.
That's the one that really, it really fucks you up, right?
Yeah. And we call them dryland fish.
Yeah.
But they're a little mushroom that sort of looks like an upside down umbrella as part of the way opened up.
Okay. And you drink it in tea and you get really high and you get fucked up, right? Start seeing.
No, these don't. These are eatable. I mean, we fry these up and eat them.
Yeah, but they have that shit in there that gets you high and fucked up, you know? You're like seeing your mom who died and all that shit. And
I'll
see my kid that died of dysentery and shit. He'll be like, "Whoa, you made me die." And I'll be like, "You're not real. You're not real." And I'll throw a motorcycle helmet at the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of them mushrooms, but that ain't what we hunt around here.
All right, I'm going to put Artie on the line. He knows all about drugs. Artie.
Hey, man. What do you need? You said you had some mushrooms, baby?
I ain't got no mushrooms.
Come on, I want to see unicorns.
Huh?
I want to see unicorns.
We don't have no unicorns.
And I want to see, like, mythical creatures.
No.
I think you're lying. I think I need to say right now, no, I'm not a cop.
Have you ever seen a griffin? It's half lion, half cat.
No, I don't lie, and I'm not a lying about nothing.
I took one of these mushrooms, and I saw... Oh. The griffin, he came down. The griffin.
Half lion, half cat.
That makes no sense. It's half eagle, half lion. Half lion, half cat.
I like half lion, half cat better.
I got mixed with a horsey cat there. That's why. I'm used to saying half horse, half cat when explaining the horsey cat concept to people we're calling. Okay. That was good. That was fun. Good work, Artie, talking about drugs.
So does anybody know that salt water doesn't freeze?
It can in a deep freezer. You can.
Yeah, put it in the freezer.
At a lower temperature.
Yeah, it depends on how much salt, too, the salinity. But it can. In a deep freezer, you can.
But, I put some in the freezer, and I got it frozen, and I put it in my bong.
Salt water?
Yeah, it's like super cold, so it chills the hit.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. That's pretty fucking smart, actually.
Yeah, so you know exactly when it's at its peak coldness. All right. Huh. There you go, Artie. Good luck with that. A queen-size Matelasse bedspread with two matching shams. What's a sham? Is that the thing that goes on the bottom?
The things that, like, hang down. The bottom. Wait, no, it's like... The pillowcases with the fringe on them, right?
Yeah. You know the piece that covers the under the bed part? That's for women. And if you're married, if you're a guy and you live alone or, you know, with roommates and shit, and you have one of those things, a bed skirt, you really need to fucking think about, are you a gay? And that's okay to be gay, but be honest. If you're a gay, be honest.
I have a fucking mattress on the floor.
Let us know and warn us so that we know to wear gloves when we shake your hands and all that kind of stuff.
Hello, this is Kathy. Please leave me a message.
Kathy. All right, we'll bounce her again. Did I not paste any more numbers? We already burned through them. Yeah, because there were all no answers, right? Okay, well, I must prepare more numbers whilst... how am I going to do this exactly? Hang on. Didn't want to take another break. Oh, here's a request to prank. We can try that. This guy's a skating instructor, owns a Stride Envy, and he is a huge dick. You hear that? His name is Adam. Stride Envy. I have no idea what that is. Maybe that's a skating thing.
Sounds gay.
Sounds gay. Can one of you take this, please, so I can prepare something on the side?
I just came up with something.
Or Artie gets it. Yeah.
You, Artie.
Skating. No, not for this call, but another call.
Okay.
I'm not taking it.
Turbulent.
Okay.
Hello, this is Adam.
Hi, this is Tried MV.
Yes.
Yeah, you can teach me how to skate, right?
I can.
Oh, excellent, because, you know, I got this bully, and he's like, you know, you can't skate, you know, I'm going to beat you up.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Robert Turbois. I need to learn how to skate, please. So, how many monies?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from my cell phone. I just moved out here from Oregon.
Oh, you just moved out here to Oregon?
Yeah. I took the Oregon Trail.
Oh. That's nice.
What's that noise? What's that noise back there?
What's that?
What's that noise?
What noise?
There are people shouting and hollering and yelling. You know, are they okay? Are you okay? Hello? Hello?
He's gone.
Asshole.
Yep. Sorry, buddy, but he's gone. I see a number here about someone who's selling a Beretta.
I don't know whether this place is closed or not.
Okay.
But Adventures and Comics and Computer Repair Center.
Oh, yeah, Big Soddy. Yeah, the comic book guy from when I grew up, the city I grew up in.
I have the number ready if you want it.
Yeah, post it in there. Let's give Soddy a call. I was just thinking about him. That fucking guy. I downloaded a bunch of comic books and I started reading them, and I was remembering when I was young, I'd go to hang out at Soddy's and play Magic the Gathering and buy my Superman comic books. Yeah. Good times. X-Men too. I liked X-Men. All right. Did you post it?
Yeah.
Okay. But let me do this first. Anyway, Jesse's selling a Beretta. Okay. And it says can send pictures. So I'm going to call and ask how the Beretta can send pictures. That's awesome. It's an awesome upgrade. You can send pictures of what you're shooting. That's really cool as you're shooting them.
Hello?
Hey, Big Jesse. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, honey, baby. Listen, you got the Beretta for sale?
Yes.
You said can send pictures, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so how can you send pictures with the gun that's out so you can take a picture of what you're shooting? Well, how did you get that on there? That's awesome.
I can send it text or email.
Yeah, that's really cool. So the gun will text or email a picture of what you're shooting?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just meant that I could...
That's amazing.
Send a picture of the air gun.
Yeah, so yeah, the air gun will send a picture. That's really cool. I want to make a YouTube video, you know, and I'm out there and I'm like, bra, 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 like that, you know, and the camera's with the behind the bullet and I can slow it down like the Matrix, you know?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. I meant that I could send you a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, I know, exactly. It'll send a picture of it. Excellent, yes. And so, how does this send email? Do you use SMTP for outgoing email or IMAP? What are you using?
Can I text it to you or?
SMS? Does it do SMS or MMS?
I'm not for sure, actually. I'm sorry.
So do you have to get a wireless plan for the gun itself? So it has like a SIM card in it and all that?
Oh, no. I can send a picture from my phone of the air gun. The air gun.
Is there a man I can talk to? I know you don't understand guns and how they work and electronics. Can I talk to a man, honey? I think that's why you're not understanding me.
Uh,
I'm not trying to offend you, honey. It's just, you know, it's more like man business kind of stuff. And maybe a man could understand a little better. Are you there? Hey. Sweetie. All right, just dead air. Dead air, guys. Dead air. Nothing more.
dead air.
A big confusion, even trying to get the outgoing mail protocol down.
The police need to get these guns that take pictures when you shoot, you know?
Yeah, because I heard they're putting pictures up on Twitter and everything, you know? What's that other one? What's the one that the kids use? Instagram? Yeah. They're Instagramming their shooting victims.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they put under it, it says, like, yeah, motherfucker, like that. Yeah, I would have gone that route, but that's, I don't want to talk about that kind of shit.
Shit, damn it.
Yeah, looking to rent or rent to own at least a 2-bedroom home.
Saudi.
So, oh, yeah, Saudi. Never mind. Thank you. Where's the number? Did you post it?
He put it in the last chat.
In the last... Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Still got it. Already, you dumb. You put in the wrong one. I got it, though. Fear not.
I'm used to putting it in the wrong one.
You put it in the wrong hole?
Yeah.
It happens. Here we go. Saudi Garcia. We're going to do a machine go if he picks up, you know. Come on.
Please leave your message for 3865320.
Try him again. Has he answered that number for you already in the past?
I haven't called in like 2 years.
Shit. I can get the street beat from the real Eddie Garcia. I can have him swing by and see. Or you can, fucker. You're right there. You're in DeBerry.
I'll drive over there tonight. Well, tomorrow.
You know where it's at?
I can figure it out.
It's, where is it? Tivoli in Normandy, I think?
Providence.
I don't know. I don't remember that fucking place. That's a long time ago. Now I live in the north, where
by the way,
walk on ice and break my ankle. When am I coming down? Possibly in the summer. I might be going on a cruise, so I might stay in Orlando for a day or two, and then right out of Port Canaveral. That's a possible if I heal up in time. Where they say I'm good to walk around and shit. Cause it's going to be a lot of walking. And right now I'm probably going to be walking with a cane, like for a long time. They have told me I'm going to be like Biggie Smalls walking around with a cane after he got into that car accident right before he died. It's going to look good. I'm going to do it good. I'm going to
call you Biggie now.
Yeah. I'm going to make it look good. If I got to use a cane for a year, I'm going to make it look good. Motherfucker. I just don't want one of those canes, you know, those metal ones with the four little feet on it, you know, and the square. I'm not looking for that. I want to have the nice, cool.
Old man's cane?
Yeah, like the old man's
cane. You should get a sword cane, you know. Yeah.
Get the little tennis balls on the end.
Yeah, I want to get something on the tip, you know, so I can like hit a, you know, turn it and it's like a little blade. You can put a little bit of polonium on it and you stab. You
get one of those gun canes.
You can stab people with polonium and give them cancer. What? He could do what? Stabbing cane? What did you say?
No, the gun canes.
Gun canes. Yeah. Like James Bond. James Bond cane. Okay, enough cane talk. My daughter is looking for a set of bunk bed and a twin size bed. Yeah. You know why? I'm having a bunk bed party. You know what I mean? I'm going to accuse her of that.
Hello?
Yeah, your daughter's looking for bunk beds?
Yes.
Yeah, so are you guys having a bunk bed party, you know? We give out bunk beds for bunk bed parties. Oh, come on, really? Was it creepy? Is that
why? What the fuck? No, you didn't say anything. She's just a bitch.
I just said bunk bed party. I was just trying to be nice. Why hang up on me like that?
Please enjoy your call has been forwarded to an party is reached. Your call has been forwarded to an.
Damn it! I really want to talk to those people now with a number that rings like that. They did leave three additional numbers though. Some very Christian. Just a hunch. You guys still with
Christian?
Me? Yeah, sure you are. You're a Catholic. It doesn't count. You're like a Jew.
I actually think I have Jew in me.
You look like Jews. You do.
Jews did 9/11.
All right, here's the third number listed for these people, all these Christian good people. Salt of the earth.
Why do they have so many numbers?
I don't know.
It's really fucking shady.
None of them work either, huh? You know? What a waste. What a waste of resources.
4-2-3-3-9-3.
No answer there. Here, this is from Nunu, an Indian restaurant in the United Kingdom, which received a 0 out of 5 on their last health inspection. Yeah.
Good evening, Saga.
Hey, boy, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, boy.
Hello?
Hey, I want to make an order.
Sorry?
I want to make an order.
Order? Are you coming to collect this, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to collect it.
Okay, what name will it be under?
Cross. The name is Cross.
I need your contact number.
423.
Yeah.
836. 1574.
Sorry?
1574.
1574.
Yeah.
Okay, and what name will it be again?
Cross.
And do you know who we are, sir?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, well, do you know where he is, sir?
Yes, you're near the hotel, yes.
No, not near the hotel.
Well, we're in the area. Please, just take the order. I command you.
Okay, what cross is it? Which hotel are you from, sir?
From the Sheraton, the big one.
The Sheriff?
Yeah.
There's no...
The hotel machine?
No. So, the number which you've phoning from, so it's not coming up, you see.
Yeah, because I'm calling from my cell phone. It's American phone. It's not going to come up, you silly. Look,
well,
there's three of us here. I'm hanging out with some of my mates. They're near you, and they said this is where they order food from all the time. We're going to go pick it up. I mean, geez.
The problem... Hello?
Look, just take the order. We're going to come pick it up. We're going out.
Okay.
God.
I mean... You are not giving the right hotel name.
I'm not at the hotel now. I'm hanging out with my buddies that live here. You understand? We're friends on the internet. We play Star Trek Online together, and there's a convention.
Okay, and...
God,
and,
that, now do you... I gotta tell you everything. And I woke up today at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I had some ramen noodles, and I took a shower, and then I took a shit, and I had to take another shower after that. What else you need to know?
Well, which place are you phoning? Do you know?
Sarga Indian Restaurant. I have your menu here. I'm looking at it. My buddy that lives here says that he orders from you guys all the time, and we're going to go and order the food and pick it up, and we're coming back to the house. Now take the order. Yay.
Why are you swearing then?
What?
Why are you swearing?
I'm not.
You are. You just said yes. Okay, I'll take the order. What name was it again?
Cross is my name. God.
Okay, that's fine. What would you like?
All right, one banchud.
Sorry?
One banchud.
No, I think you got the wrong number, mate.
We have one moderchud.
You got the wrong number.
You motherfucker, you.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
You're an asshole as well.
You're a bitch. I'll go slap you right in that big silly face of yours.
Yeah, calm down, mate. Calm down. I'll be waiting for you.
I'm going to rip the cash register and throw it in the bathroom.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to rip it out. I'm not even going to steal it. I'm just going to throw it in the bathroom and be like, ah, motherfucker, like that. All right.
So many questions.
I'm now remembering JDF flipping ambulances. That shit was fucking crazy. Jason David Frank just flipping. So was he flipping him by like rocking him back and forth like in a riot, or was he driving him and causing him to flip on purpose? What did he mean by flipping an ambulance? Any idea, Turbo Enigma?
Not really sure. I assumed, you know, with his bare hands.
I imagine he was rocking it back and forth until it flipped, right? It was
right, like, Yeah. You know, they have a high center of gravity.
Yeah, because he could also just be getting in it and be like, oh, hang on, motherfucker, you know, and just like start doing donuts and cause it to flip. And then like run out of it, you know, like, and then like just come out of it and run out.
Oh, ride on two wheels and flip it.
Yeah. Just take a corner, really sharpen it, goes over a bridge. Yeah, he jumps out. That would be an awesome movie. It should star Jason David Frank as the man who does not tap.
No, he's busy with his reality show.
The man who does not tap. Oh, God. Okay. Good times. Okay, how about more pranks? I can do about 10 more minutes. Then I got to start cooking dinner. Like the nice woman I am.
Sure, I'm down.
Someone's looking to buy a small, dependable car.
Where's my dinner, woman?
Prefers an automatic. You be quiet. I know where your dinner is at, Burger King. That's where you're going to be going any second now, aren't you?
No, I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay. All right. If anyone has one or knows of any for sale, please give me a call. Again, a car. A small, dependable car. And she has a female chinchilla for sale while she's at it.
She probably has shoulder pads, you know.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You put an ad for an automatic car under $3,000?
Mm-hmm.
You said text only, though, right? Hello?
I couldn't hear you. Cut out what?
You said text only?
Yeah.
Why?
Because most time my calling doesn't work.
Oh, well, I do what I want.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you. It tends to cut out a lot, so I think it's easier to text.
I do what I want when I want, though, you know?
Well, that's fine.
Okay, so it's $1,800.
What kind of car is it?
It's a car machine. I wouldn't call it a car. It's a car machine. Is a Honda car machine?
I don't know what that
is. It's a Honda car machine, yeah. $1,800, you can sit in it. Like the problem is because you're a woman, you have to be more careful because you guys don't drive as well.
If you're going to prank call me, I think you need to shut the fuck up and hang up.
You sound fucking hot, though. You sound hot when you're angry. Like you're real sound sexy when you're pissed off. Yeah, she does, doesn't she? That fucker. After, you know, she was done being angry with me. Right, Artie? Yeah. All right, I found the last one of the night.
Hey, this is Ashley. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you eventually.
Hi. Hi. Anyway, Joseph is looking for an old barn.
Hello.
Hey, boy, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, boy, you're looking for some old barns to tear down and whatnot?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
I got a goddamn barn here, and what we're doing, we're going bankrupt, you know? So we rounded up our 5 horses. We got 3 pigs, as many of the chickens as we could get. And we corralled them in there with the 2 cows, the milk cows, the dairy cows.
Yeah.
We put them in the barn, and we're going to burn it down for insurance purposes. So instead of tearing it down, we'll pay you if you come help us out, you know, put in the gasoline and the hay strategically, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And then we're gonna burn down the barn. I don't know. Can you make a torch, you know, like a big stick and put like.
Can I what?
Can you make like a big torch that you can hold?
A torch?
Yeah, on a big stick, and then we'll throw them all up at the right time, the count. We'll light the cross. We're going to light the cross, and then we're going to throw all the torches at the barn, and it should light
on fire
if it's drenched in gasoline. Right? And then. And then we're going to call the. Insurance company, we're going to say that the Ku Klux Klan came and they did it and they burned a cross and they burned the barn down with all the animals and we're going to claim the money. Oh, he's gone. Okay.
Pussy.
Right? The Klan? Right, guys? Right? I broke a prank call rule right there. That was a crime that I just said. I hate crime, and that's not funny.
I didn't hear anything.
So if you guys didn't figure, I probably won't do a show tonight. I highly doubt it.
Aw, shit. Damn it. Fuck.
I would invite Turbo or anybody else to do a show tonight, but I did my thing tonight.
I might do one.
All right, if you
don't, we'll see what's up.
Okay, if you don't, I will replay this or something. I don't know. I'll do something. Okay, all right. Bye, Turbo. Bye, Artie, and bye, Enigma. See you guys later.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah. Bye.
All right, bye, horses.
Damn it, shit.
Damn it, shit, indeed. All right, everybody, I am done. That's been my little afternoon thing for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Nunu for sending in a number. Turbo sent in a number. Anyone else that did, who did, thank you. And I'll see you later. Bye-bye.